two, one. It's time for the Art Show, baby.
Hi, we're Young Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's up, people? It's me, Jim Gradowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. So, broadcasting from the top of the mountain, from Burnaby Mountain, here at Simon Fraser University. What is up, cool people, party people, radio listeners, and Sahara, if you're listening, hello. What is up? We're also on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Skahomish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. And keep that in mind as we explore the vast array of musical and, well, mostly musical events, pretty much exclusively musical events, because that's pretty much what I got going on here on the show. It's really easy to talk about music happening here in Fine Fair Fantastic Cities, Vancouver. So, lots to enjoy, lots to hear, lots to see. So stay tuned for the whole hour. So let's get some stuff out of the way. And then we can do the thing.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Hey, SFU. Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
This is poison, so be alert and cautious.
I thought I got a pudding pan.
Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and...
Hey, okay. All right. It's figuring itself out there.
It's all good. And we are rolling out some sound out of the dance because them don't know if we play music like we kick it over. Kick it over.
Okay. Now that the beat has settled itself down, let's get you in the know about what's going on around this my favorite fantastic city of so-called Vancouver. So, Thursday, got a couple on the docket for ya. Bit of a chiller, but if you're looking for a real good chiller, out New West tonight, Kid Koala, Toronto-based vinyl mixmaster turntablist, is in town. A lot of cool stuff out of this dude. Really, he likes to switch it up with the how to perform shows. Like, there'd be like headphone style shows where everyone's wearing the headphones, or like shadow puppets, or all sorts of wild stuff. So check this out. Yo, Kid Koala's over at 8 and 8 over in New West for music to draw to. So check it out. So here it's like, are you slacking off on knitting that scarf you started 10, 20 years ago? Are you trying to finish that third act of the play? How's that collection of sonnets coming along? Anyways, if you got some stuff to work on,
and you want to have some tunage curated by the one and only Kid Koala, you have 3 hours of music to do your thing and keep the musical and the creative juices flowing from the help of Kid Koala. So it's going to be sick there. Really love the Kid Koala. Always good times with that. That's in New West. Starts off today, Thursday, 7 p.m. till about 10, which makes sense. 3 hours. Check it out. Next up, downtown on the Granville Strip at Pearl, we have Sons with 2 U's playing with Future Memories, my favorite red balaclava clad band. Frankly, they're only the red balaclava cladded band I know of, so do with that as you will. Anyways, doors are at 7 for this one. Sun's coming in. They've got some stuff. They released an album like 2 months ago. A little more than 2 months ago, but in September 6th, so whatever. Anyways, we'll hear a track from them in a little bit here, so that'll be pretty cool. Pretty cool. Once again, Sun's with Future Memories at the Pearl downtown on Granville Strip. Be there, yeah. Going back to the downtown east side here, we have a Rockabilly Rumble over at the Heatley at Hastings. And you guessed it, Heatley. Check it out. They got Joe Rotundo, the Interstellar Riders, along with Butch and the Lowbrows. I feel like I just did an intro for some, like, wrestling extravaganza. Shout out to Magnum Mel. Give him hell, Magnum Mel. Watch out for those concussions. Yeah, surf rock, rockabilly adjacent tunage happening from these two bands. So check it out. It's a tiny little stage in a lovely little spot. So bring your homie. There's some room to dance, but you know, do what you will. Dance in your seat. Get crazy with that little bench you got. Or just, you know, do the old bar stool rodeo. You know what I mean? We just grab this all sides of the chair. You're just like, woo. You know what I mean? And on a rolling chair, so I can't really demonstrate for you. Nor can you see me, but through the theater of the mind. If you're sitting on a stool, grab the two sides and lock your feet around the side and just gyrate. I don't know how elegant that may look in your current situation, but you know, live a little. Do a bar stool rodeo. All right, getting on up down there. Joe Rotundo and the Interstellar Riders with Butch and the Lowbrows for Surf Rockabilly Night at the Heatley. Very nice. It's like, what, $12? It'll be added to your bill when you get your favorite beverages and bites there. I like the nachos. Next up, over the Cobalt, we have Chronic Fatigue, Whack, along with Exit Strategy, and I think Benzon. Don't quote me on it. Should be pretty cool. Some cool alt-rock, punk, funk. I mean, I like Whack. I like their music. Really cool, nice stuff. I like it. Really cool song coming up by them in this next session, so stay tuned. Don't miss it. Going back to the... Okay, hold on. Follow the list, Jacob. Naked Giants doing the thing over at Fox Cabaret, Main and 7th, playing with La Fonda. Was I looking up some music by La Fonda? Yeah, I was. They're for a cool little Seattle-based band. I checked out their tunes. It's very summery, which is not the weather right now, but I did see some beautiful sun bursting over the horizon. I do these time lapses around this time of year and in the early spring when I get up here, or like when I'm leaving, that the sun is already set and there's these beautiful cascading clouds moving across each other. You just get to put your phone on a hyperlapse and just, you know, have a dart and watch the whole thing unfold. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Try it out sometime. Yeah. Next up, Green Auto, DWI, which I believe is one of the guys from the Zolas, but don't quote me on it, along with Davin, just Davin. We'll have a track by them in just a little bit here, checking it out. Very nice kind of indie poppy stuff. Cool. Playing with Fake Ruth on the show, doing the thing at Green Auto tonight, Thursday night, 1828 Pandora in the alley. Check it out. And lastly, Campfire Shit Kickers doing the thing at the Red Gate with Hairy Cherries and Weird Boy. The band, not the boy. There's many a weird boy out there. But are they the weird boy? Huh? Who gets to say that? I'm the weird boy. Shout out to all the weird kids in school. I've been you.
you turn out to do really weird, cool stuff. The thing I say about doing weird experimental things is that, like, you know, no one's gonna do it until someone like you does it. So just go do it. Do the thing. Roll the boulder. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't do it right now. Yeah. Man, I miss Macho Man. Anyways, let's get into some music here, shall we? We're gonna start off with some music from Davin here. This is gonna be their track, I Cried Myself a River. So, nuts to you, JT.
The new
Oh, sorry, I got distracted by someone doing the haka in New Zealand Parliament. My bad. It's just that thing is, oh, oof, you feel it. I mean, I'm not even close to anything related to that, but damn, the freaking power on that on the haka is fucking sick. Shout out to New Zealand MPs over there doing the thing. What is up? You just heard Whack with their track. It's on off their Your Band is Whack album from a couple years back. They're playing over at Cobalt with Chronic Fatigue, Exit Strategy, and Benzon. What's up? And then before that, you heard La Fonda. I'm getting my music back here. Get myself back in the groove here. 1 second. There we go. Yo. La Fonda doing the thing. Doing the thing with who they doing with Naked Giants. Can you imagine that? Naked Giants? That'd be weird. That's just Attack on Titan, guys. Anyways, I'm here all night for the next hour. That was their track New Mexico off their album We Are Infinite from the 2023 release. Check them out. They're from Seattle. Show them a good time. Starting off that set was Davin. That was her track Cried Myself a River. Yo, that's Free River right there. Off their album, all the same things. Playing over Green Auto with DWI and Fake Roof. Can I get a Big Ruth for Fake Ruth? I don't know. I don't know. Shout out to Big Ruth. Shout out to Chocolate Bars. Don't buy Nestle if you can help it. Anyways, that was a cool little set. Summer Madness in the back on this sample? Okay, yo. Let's talk about Friday. Let's get hardcore happening here. Gisei doing the thing with Emma Goldman and Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. Not only a very long name and a very cool name for a book, but a very cool band that plays very hardcore stuff. We'll hear a bit of it. It's only a minute and 9 seconds here. So it's going to be short and fast and sweet. I once did a hardcore show here on this, like recounting Vancouver hardcore history. And I swear to God, I had like 30 songs on that track list because they're all like a minute long. It was nuts. I never had so much. This is back when we were writing our log sheets down. Now we're doing it online.
What a time to be alive.
Anyway, so yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be wild. People are going to be doing some freaking spin kicks. Hopefully not. It's dangerous. Read the room. Drive Your Plow is doing an album record release, so don't miss out. Grip that record. It's called Tragedy as Catharsis. So I'm going to put something from that on instead of something from their demos because this is their whole ass album. You can get it, pay what you can on their Bandcamp. Chuck them a buck or two. Or just listen to this star show for another little bit. We'll get some going on there. It's over at Red Gate tonight. Sorry, Friday night. Gisei, Emma Goldman, and Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. That's always fun to say really fast. Moving down the street here over at China Cloud in the Mombolon Festival. So there's going to be this... My thing didn't finish loading. Okay, there's this guy named Ismail Konate, which is a soccer player according to the first results here. But I may be mistaken that there's a musician play also by the same name, Ismail Konate, doing the thing as part of that. So the Mombolon Festival is taking place at China Cloud. So the premise is that they have like a traditional African cultural band of which place?
From Mali.
So it's a lot of Mali music. Malise? Anyways, Mali is some freaking dope music there. My dad and my mom went to like a festival in the desert there years ago. Saw Salif Keita. And all I heard was Salif Keita for like a freaking months when I was driving with them. Some cool freaking like African, sorry, Malise. I don't know, excitement. Tradition, like it blends jazz. It's just really cool. It's hard to describe. It's really cool. Anyways, if that's your jam, China Cloud is a 2-day festival starting the 16th and 17th. Both at China Cloud. So they have the Kunda African Culture Band with Elastic Stars on the 16th, and on the 17th they have the Kurai Mumba Iwa play with Gord Grindina. So the thing is that they play each play their own set, and then they play together. Isn't that cool? That's what I love about music. People just get to play together. That's freaking sick, bro. Anyways, that's happening. Mumbalan Festival, China Club. I don't know why I wrote it down for Friday, but it is going on the 16th and 17th of this fine month. So there you go. Down in the west side, we got over the Hollywood Theater, musical jammer Kylie V, tender-hearted and very nice and pleasant Kylie V is doing the thing. I believe they have a very cool new album. I think I talked about it last time. But they're playing with David Vertesi and Club Sofa. The Capilano jazz rock sound is back, baby. Let's go. I heard some last night or the other night at Shindig on Tuesday. I think it was Wiles? No, that was the first band that played. Anyways, I'll figure that out later. Anyways, Shindig, I'll talk about that later. Anyways, it's cool. It's happening. It's at the Hollywood Theater, again, in the west side, like near McDonald and Broadway. Very nice. If you're drinking pregame, I'm telling you, those drinks are expensive. $13 for a single. Get out of my face with that. No way, bud. I feel sorry for people who buying their liquor at the stadium. Sheesh. Okay, yo, at Grey Lab, we got Gadfly. What is it? Persian style metal. Very cool. Homa is an absolute G. Slayer on the guitar. And very nice. Very pleasant. But very honest. She'll tell you when you suck. But endearingly. Gadfly. Yeah, hella. Playing with Raw Nerve Ending, Benzon, and Ransackers over at Grey Lab. Very cool. With Wise Hall, we got Aiden Ayers and Linda Fox. So it'll be a pretty interesting mix, because like Aiden Ayers is also known for doing a bit of a country thing. Playing with Linda Fox, which is like kind of like esoteric art pop. Like it's like Hooverphonic, but with a saxophone and a sampler, right? Does that make any sense? Yeah, Aiden Ayers, Linda Fox, The Wise Hall, Friday night. Check it out. Over the Biltmore, The Bygones. That's all I got on them. That's happening. What else is happening over here on... there's more Kid Koala over there at the Macy Theater in New West. Newphonia Must Fall. Part film, part puppetry, part live music. Remember what I was talking to you about in the last session? How, like, Kid Koala does all this wild stuff for his shows? This is what I'm talking about. You have a puppet show, music, soundtrack thing going on. It's wild. Kid Koala, a.k.a. Eric San. Kid K. Barrett doing the direction. It's great. Bless Kid Koala. Go check it out. Macy Theater, New West, 7:30. Friday night, be there. That's what I got. Okay. We're gonna start off hard. We're gonna start off real hard here with some hardcore. This is gonna be a music track from Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead. I could play a 19-second song called Blood Astronomy, but I feel like that'd be cheating. So we're gonna give a proper spin here. Let's see what we got here. It's either 1 minute or 3 minutes. What's it gonna be? Okay, here's one. Ritual Symmetry. This is almost 2 minutes.